بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما النسيء زيادة في الكفر يضل به الذين كفروا يحلونه عاما ويحرمونه عاما ليواطئوا عدة ما حرم الله فيحلوا ما حرم الله. زين لهم سوء أعمالهم والله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ما لكم إذا قيل لكم انفروا في سبيل الله اثاقلتم إلى الأرض؟ أرضيتم بالحياة الدنيا من الآخرة؟ فما متاع الحياة الدنيا في الآخرة إلا قليل. Indeed, the number of months in the sight of Allah Ta'ala are 12, so ordained by Allah Ta'ala, the day He created the heavens and the earth, therein are four sacred months. This is the straight deen, so wrong not your souls therein, and fight the mushriks altogether as they fight you altogether, and know that Allah Ta'ala is with those who are righteous. And the postponing of months is an addition to disbelief, whereby the kafirs are misled, the declared as lawful in 1 year and forbidden the next year, in order to adjust and conform to the number of the sacred months that Allah Ta'ala has made sacred. فَيُحِلُّ مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهِ, thereby they make lawful that which Allah Ta'ala has forbidden, and the evil works seem to be attractive and pleasing to them. Allah Ta'ala does not guide such disbelievers. Allah Ta'ala created the world from the very beginning. The count of months was 12 in the year. And in this 12 months, 4 were considered as sacred. And the sacredness of these 4 months was upkept by the Arabs even in the days of ignorance. So they would declare fighting as impermissible and haram in these 4 months. But if they were locked up in battle and they needed some extension in time for them to defeat the enemy, and it coincided with one of the sacred months, for example, it was Muharram from amongst the 4 sacred months, and it happened to be Muharram, and they will say that this year Muharram has been postponed to Safar. So actually we are in Safar, Muharram will come in the next month. So this is how they would go about shifting the months, postponing it from one to the other, so that they may be able to conform to the number of the prohibited months. So this obviously is wrong, distorting and changing the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you may upkeep the name and you lost the essence, like how you find this day and time people use the word halal, but the front seems to be all right, everything seems to be okay, but within what's going on, it's only known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that every type of haram thing carries on behind. Or the word Islamic compliant has been coined, and every second, third person uses the word Islamic compliance, Shari compliance. And is it really Shari compliant or not? That only Allah Ta'ala knows. So similarly, the pagans, they had used these words. We are in the sacred months, so we will not fight in the sacred months. But if it was not to their advantage to consider it to be sacred, then they would shift it about, saying that this is not really the sacred month, this is out of the sacred month, it's an ordinary month. And they would continue fighting, thereby having an unfair advantage against the enemies. Whereas the enemy is still in a state of hesitation that we should fight or not. And they would already declare that this month, the sacred month, has been shifted, so hence fighting is permissible. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. So don't wrong yourself within these 4 months. Overall, the sacredness of these 4 months have been maintained even in Islam. Like, the rewards multiply and increase in these 4 months, then the wrongs also, the gravity of the sin also becomes more serious. So be more particular in these months in observing righteous works and abstaining from evil. But now the prohibition of fighting in these 4 months has been cancelled, though you will consider the sacredness as sacred, you will still maintain the sacredness, but from this sacred practices, the fighting has been cancelled, so you can continue fighting within these 4 months if the needs be. وَقَاتِلُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ كَافَّةً. Hence, fight the mushriks all together as they fight you all together. But remember, in your fight, in your encounter, whatever trial and test you are going through, remember the standard that is maintained and upkept by Allah Ta'ala is Allah Ta'ala is with those that are muttaqi, those that restrain themselves from wrong. So Allah Ta'ala is with them. So no matter where you are, who you are, what situation and circumstances you may be in, but remember, if you want the support and the assistance of Allah Ta'ala, then you need to be guarding yourself against wrong. إِنَّمَا النَّسِيءُ زِيَادَةٌ فِي الْكُفْرِ. And when you say guarding yourself against wrong, then really not under false pretense. Like I say, in this day and time, everything is done with false pretense. Outwardly, you give a good name, you coin a shari'i name for whatever you are doing, and thereafter you continue with your own business. As though the sharia was manipulated, the sharia has been used for your personal gains and advantages. The postponement of months is an addition to disbelief, and the unbelievers are misled thereby. They postpone, shift the months, make additions to the month or deductions to the month, and thereby they declare it as lawful 1 year and forbidden the next year, and thereby they just conform to the number of the prohibition or the prohibited days. So this prohibition doesn't become halal and permissible by coining a name. By just changing things around, you will not make things permissible. Really, their evil conduct ways are pleasing to them. Oh, you who believe, what is the matter when you are asked to go out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, you cling heavily to the earth? Are you pleased with the life of this world in preference to the hereafter? Then little is the comfort of this life as compared to the hereafter. After the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah, Rasulullah had entered Medina Munawwara, and he had heard that the Romans were preparing to fight against Muslims. So as it is, they had come back from the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah, engaged in battle at Hunain, fought against the Hawazin, and they have just reached and arrived in Medina Munawwara, and you are being told that these people are waiting for you. They have lined up their armies right in the borders of Tabuk, the Arab lands, and they are preparing to fight against you. Now the person or the personality who is declared to be the Khatamun Nabiyin and declared to be the Nabi of all times, then how could he ever rest? When his Nubuwwat transcends all time and all people, then there is no such a thing like rest for him. So when this announcement, when Nabi Samad got this message, he announced that we are departing towards Tabuk. And every person is summoned to join up, except those that were naturally excused. There were different responses in the Sahaba Ikram when they had heard this. Most of them had joined up with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, approximately 35,000 of them. But there were those that had remained behind. So overall there were about five types of responses that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam received. One was of that class of people who responded immediately, and that was the majority of the Sahaba Ikram. They responded immediately as they heard the announcement of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The second, with a slight hesitation, they also joined in with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then the third were those who had valid excuses and they remained behind, and the verse Laysa al-A'ma Haraj etc. was revealed. Then the fourth class of those true, clean believers, they had no valid reason to remain behind, but they came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on his return, and they admitted and acknowledged their mistake, that they were wrong, and they had no valid excuse to remain behind. So this was the fourth class, and the verses, وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا and وَآخَرُونَ مُرْجَوْنَ لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ إِمَّا يُعَذِّبُهُمْ وَإِمَّا يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِمْ. This was revealed. Then there was the fifth class that was of the munafiqeen, and they had come up making false excuses. يَعْتَذِرُونَ إِلَيْكُمْ إِذَا رَجَعْتُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ. They came up making false excuse for their not participating in Tabuk. So this entire ruku, in fact, approximately five rukus are dedicated to this battle of Tabuk, wherein numerous lessons are learned that how should be our response to the call of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how should we conduct ourselves, what should be our response.